and you're wondering what happened to democracy now. What happened to democracy now is that it wasn't produced today. That the staff there feels that they are facing such great intimidation that they could no longer produce the program inside the walls of WBAI. They say, as we spoke to Amy Goodman earlier on in this broadcast, that they're trying to negotiate a way of creating some kind of safe atmosphere to allow that broadcast to continue. I'm Dennis Bernstein with Noel Hanrahan, and we decided it was very important that we bring you, the KPFA audience, the truth about what's going on instead of playing some rebroadcast that they're trying to jam out over the rest of the network. We do thank Jim Bennett at the board, earlier Lisa Rothman, for their great help, Denise Wilkerson as well. We're going to now bring into the discussion the former program director of WBAI, Bernard White, and I believe Errol Maitland is on the ISDN line, a technical producer and a contributor to Democracy Now. Welcome the both of you to this special about Democracy Now.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Noel.
Okay.
Thank you, Dennis. This
is
Errol.
Good to have you both with us. Errol Maitland, give us a sense. You know, you've worked inside day-to-day on Democracy Now. What has it been like? You've been speaking with your co-producers there. What has it been like for them to try and produce this broadcast?
Well, Dennis, since the coup, my doctors, you know, I had an encounter with the New York City Police Department that had me out of work for several months. And as part of my recuperation, my doctors had allowed me to go back to work, even though they felt that I may have an imminent heart attack at any moment if I'd exert myself too much. So when the coup happens at WBAI, my doctors rescinded my back-to-work orders. And since that time, I have been physically out of the station because of the stress level, but I've gotten constant reports as to the condition under which Amy Goodman and the entire Democracy Now! Crew has functioned under. I must tell you, it has been a long-standing grudge between Utrecht Sleed and, for some reason, Amy Goodman. I don't know what it is, if it's jealousy or whatever, but she does not like Amy Goodman. As a matter of fact, she doesn't seem to like much of anyone. And she has unleashed a scorched-earth policy against the staff of WBAI. I've been to a few staff meetings with her where she rant and rave and demand respect while she shows no respect to other people. I have been present when her goons, Clayton Riley and others, physically threatened other staff member with violence. As a shop steward, we brought this to the attention of Pacifica and their attorney, and they promised to do something about it. The union is UE Local 404, have talked about how serious it is about workplace violence.
That is the voice of Errol Maitland, who works with Democracy Now! I'd like to bring into the conversation Bernard White. Bernard, can you tell us exactly what has gone on the last 4 days in relationship to the studio access and the physical confrontations that Amy Goodman and her production staff has faced?
Well, I think it was last Thursday that Utrecht Sleed told Democracy Now! Staff, just a couple of a minute or so before they were about to go on, that they could not use master control. Ironically, we redid master control and did a special fundraiser to upgrade our facility so that we could become a part of doing national programming. And Democracy Now! Was sent to an editing studio that we just use primarily for editing, that doesn't have the facilities necessary to do a high quality broadcast. So as they were leaving to rush down to the other studio, from what I understand, Utrecht Sleed and the new morning crew were laughing at them as they were scurrying about trying to hurry up and get there and set up and do mic checks and everything and find out what was working and what wasn't working before they could do the broadcast. Later on on Friday, the next day, Amy Goodman, much to her credit, saw two of the staff members, Marjorie Moore and Jabelle Fine, going through the remainder of my possessions. Utrice has told everyone that she sent all of my things to me, but that's not the case. I have several things that were missing. You know, it was just before the Christmas holiday. I even had Christmas gifts that I had bought while I was keeping at the station that I was going to bring home on that Saturday after we did our teach-in. And those are missing also. And Amy confronted them and said, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. This is not right. This is Bernard's material. You should give it back to him. At which time Marjorie Moore said that, you know, Bernard has had ample time to come in and get the material, but I haven't, because if I came to the station and into the premises, I would be arrested. So Amy went back down to her office and got her camera, came in and took some pictures of them going through my things. When she turned around, Utrice Lee was there and snatched the camera out of her hand. So Amy told her that she wanted her to give her back her camera. And Utrice said that she was going to develop the film and give her back the camera later. Then she went into another office. Amy followed her. At which time Utrice turned around, from what I understand from witnesses, and pushed Amy. Then Amy continued to ask for the camera. Utrice went back down to her own office. Amy followed her and kept saying that, you know, it's not right what you're doing. You should return his material. It is his possession. You shouldn't be going through them. And Utrice tried to slam her foot in the door. So Amy removed her foot from the door. Utrice went over to her desk, and, you know, it's a glass door in front of Utrice's office, and she wound up taking two pictures of Amy while she was standing at the door asking for her material back, for her camera back. Of course, this was picked up by the staff on Saturday and Sunday, which are days that the Democracy Now! Crew usually comes in and to prepare for Monday, and also to, you know, make whatever calls they can to schedule guests for the week, just to make sure that everything is tight so when they come in Monday they just would do the program. Well, they weren't allowed to come in this weekend. There was a message left down with the security at the front desk saying that they would not be allowed to come in until Monday morning, just an hour or so before their program was to go on the air. And when they came in on Monday, they were confronted by two staff members who were screaming at them about how they put their lives in jeopardy, how they had gotten death threats, how people had been calling up the radio station, threatening them. So, you know, the clock is ticking. They got to get in there and produce this program, because they didn't have the opportunity to do it over the weekend. So while they were in their room, one of the master security keys was used, and those two individuals came into their office and continued to pursue them while they were trying to get the program ready. So it was based on that they decided that, look, this is not a good place to do the program. It is unsafe. Utrice Lee has raised the level of hostility. Her physical actions will probably lead to other people feeling that they can get physical too. So they wound up finding a place where they could produce the program that had all of the necessary equipment to produce it. And it seems that Pacifica, Stephen Yasko, who's the National Program Director, was attempting to try and get them to go back to the station. And much to Amy's credit, she refused to go back until there was some guarantee that the level of hostility would cease and that they would be able to come in and produce the program without fear of bodily or psychological or emotional harm.
No, okay. Noel and Bernard, I want to add something here. As workers, we have the obligation to be in solidarity with our fellow workers and producers in this network when they are physically threatened, when they're accosted and assaulted. And we should not have them work under those circumstances. And as a matter of fact, none of us should continue to work for Pacifica until Pacifica do something to change these conditions. We have to resist. And Democracy Now! Crew must resist. And, Dennis, what KPFA is doing in an act of solidarity with carrying the program from exile, it needs to continue to do that. And one of the things that we're doing in New York is we have a web broadcast and WBIX.org that we will carry Democracy Now! And any other Pacifica program that has been put off the air as an act of defiance and resistance. But as a union shop steward, I think it's only right that those of us in the union movement who have a conscience, if Amy will not go in that workplace, we should not go in that workplace, and we should honor that, and we should tell Pacifica management that they should stop raising funds fraudulently and that they should stop taking listeners' money when they have no intention of honoring the mission of Pacifica.
Well, Errol, I think you are right on the mark. This is Dennis Bernstein. That was the voice of Errol Maitland. And I will tell you, as a worker at KPFA who's already been pushed around by some of these managers, dragged out, arrested, and is sort of semi-fired and then rehired, I have to say that this shop is supposedly supposed to go into negotiations with Bessie Wash and that high-paid, as far as I'm concerned, strikebreaker named Larry Japkin, who's been in there in New York enforcing some of these rules along with Steve Yasko. And I say, as a worker here at KPFA, that Bessie Wash is no longer legitimate, that dealing with Japkin, penny-pinching us while they're spending tens of thousands of dollars on these expensive security systems has to end. We must resist together as a network. I want to thank you, Bernard White. We need to open up the line because we're going to bring Robert Knight in right now and Leslie Kagan. Robert Knight is one of the Banned and the Fired from WBAI in New York, and he's been studying the security system, how it works, and how it treats the people that try and come and go at WBAI. Robert, are you with us?
Indeed I am, Dennis.
Robert, would you talk a little bit about that system?
Well, it is a $20,000 to $50,000 system installed by the company ADT. When they first came to the premises to measure and get the floor layout, they asked for Robert Daughtry, who is the operations staff member at WPFW, which, of course, is the station that Bessie Wash managed before becoming executive director. They installed at least seven cameras that are located at places unnecessary to maintain the perimeter of WBAI. There are 360-degree or 180 steradians, little domes on the roof, on the ceiling, that monitor or are able to monitor every motion of every person in the station at every moment. The use of the surveillance system, the recordings of the video that is made, the disposition of that is unknown, whether it would ever end up in the hands of police or other governmental investigators is not guaranteed. But that's only part of the surveillance and repression, Dennis. For shows that are not signed, sealed, and delivered with loyalty, personal loyalty to Utrice Lead, the operations of the station have been taken over such that people who used to engineer their own programs are often not permitted to do so, and only loyalist engineers do the engineering. And those few cases where they don't, the producer is often barged in on with people doing walkthroughs at informationally critical moments. Air checks are made of programs that are of questionable loyalty to Utrice Lead, and they are reviewed, and even just the intimidation of making it clearly known that an air check is being made has a chilling effect. Other forms of surveillance include this. In the newsroom, on multiple occasions, loyalist security staff members of Eutrice Lead have actually poured through the newsroom computer. That is, they have, during off hours, gone in the newsroom, started up the computer, and gone fishing for files and evidence. They have stolen emails from members of the newsroom staff, myself being one of them, and I have records and documentation of that. Another one, another newsroom reporter, also had her email taken by one of two staff members, Paul Williams or Habte Selassie. In fact, as recently as yesterday, when newsroom staff came in, they found that the computer had been turned on by this same security staff, Paul Williams, and they found the browser open to my private mailbox. So the level of intimidation continues. The magnetic time cards provide a time and motion tracking system, which allows Eutrice Lead to create a behavioral database of the staff. Now, with Ken Ford and the National Board cooperating with the FBI, and Eutrice Lead cooperating with the intelligence unit of the New York Police Department, there is an extraordinary chilling effect, Dennis.
Now, you're listening to the voice of Robert Knight, and you're listening to a special broadcast on Democracy Now! Obviously, Democracy Now! Is not being aired in this time slot. Dennis Bernstein and Noel Hanrahan from Flashpoints are bringing this to you. We're the only station in the network that is bringing this. Pacifica National has probably fed alternative Democracy Now! Broadcasts to the other stations. And I'd like to bring in right now Leslie Kagan, a national board member from New York City, who is a dissident board member. And, Leslie, what are you doing in response to the situation about Democracy Now! We're trying to get Leslie Kagan on the line. Leslie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, Leslie.
Hi.
Leslie, did you hear that last question?
Yes, I did. Well, there's what I'm doing and there's what we're doing. I was out at the station early this morning along with, you know, scores of other people. Someone earlier on the show might have already discussed this, you know, demonstrating and protesting the this horrendous situation. I and the other dissident board members have been, actually, we have been raising the crisis. We think that there's been a crisis around Democracy Now! In terms of the way the staff of Democracy Now!, not just Amy, but the whole staff of Democracy Now! Has been treated by the national staff and by the national board, at least since last August. When the press passes were pulled for the Democracy Now! Staff to the Democratic Convention in Los Angeles. So since then, we have been raising at board meetings, through emails, through phone calls, the need for the national board to fully accept its responsibilities, to step in, to intervene, to inject ourselves into this situation, and more specifically, to direct Bessie Wash to take the actions that are necessary to put things right at WBAI. And specifically, that means in this case that the safety of Amy Goodman, of the other staff at Democracy Now!, and indeed for everybody at that station, that the physical safety of people has to be secured, and that you don't do that by security cameras. That's not how you do it. You do it by making sure that other staff people and management people are not calling people's names, are not shouting at people, are not physically making it hard for people to do their work. That Democracy Now! Has to be returned to the main studio at BAI. Of course, if there are other studios that are not up to grade, they should all be upgraded as well, so anybody could work out of any studio, but that's the point. And that's the first step toward resolving things at BAI. Beyond that, Eutrice Lead has got to be informed that she can't function this way anymore, that all of the fired and banned have to be returned immediately and unconditionally. All the fired and banned have to be returned to that station. And to be honest, I've lost track. I don't know now if we're at 24 or 25 or 26.
We're at 24, Leslie. And by the way, I do have a related issue to bring up about the mandatory meeting that Eutrice ordered me to take part in today when we have a moment.
Why don't you just jump in right there, Robert?
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Sure. When I arrived from Texas to report on racial discrimination in Tulia, I, of course, was given a memorandum saying that I may not be on the air and that I was suspended without pay until August 15th when I was to have a mandatory meeting with the news director. I went in at the appointed time. Neither the news director, Jose Santiago, nor the station manager, Eutrice Lead, were there for that meeting that she ordered. I did leave a memorandum, and may I share parts of it?
Very quickly, because we want to get to phone calls. Let me just tell listeners, Leslie, I want to thank you very much. We're going to be talking more with you about this. We want to ask Dan and Errol to stay by because they're on the ISDN line. Robert, I want to ask you to very quickly give us a few excerpts. Then we're going to open up the lines, 510-848-4425, to get a few phone calls in here so that we can talk to listeners and give them some phone numbers about how they can participate. So please quickly finish up, Robert.
Well, to finish up quickly, in explicit contradiction to her memorandum ordering that meeting, she issued a banning order, and that means that she's demanded a meeting while sequestering me from the evidence for such a meeting, indicating that no fairness was intended to be the result of this meeting. My possessions are now under the same risk as those of Bernard White. I have informed them that the proposed meeting can take place on the station premises, neither at this time nor without my access to relevant materials and property. And I welcome a meeting, but it shall be in the offices of my legal team or possibly the new quarters of Democracy Now, but not under these conditions and with these exclusions under the radio station of Eutrice Lead called WBAI.
And we have Robert and Noel and Dennis. I got to say, WBAI is still a union shop. And technically, I'm telling 404 and all the other unions out there that workers should not be subject to disciplinary action or meeting with management without the union being there to protect their interests. Whether or not they are members of the union, it is a union shop, and they're entitled to protection, and we still have some rights.
All right, stay right there, Errol. Robert, we thank you for joining us. We'll be back to you to find out more about what's going on there. We thank you, Leslie Kagan. We want to open up the phone lines here. This is Janice Bernstein with Noel Hanrahan. This is a special on Democracy Now!, which was not produced today. They say, the staff, they say, because of extreme harassment. The phone number here is 510-848-4425. 510-848-4425, and KPFA, you're on the air with Dennis Bernstein and Noel Hanrahan.
Good morning. It would seem that this has progressed to the point now where injunctive or other legal relief could be sought against an unsafe workplace. What kind of maneuver or what kind of strategy could we mount to press for that?
I know that Amy Goodman is meeting with her lawyers, and that is one strategy they're considering, and that is being used full bore. We'd like to go to another phone line, get in as many voices as we can. KPFA, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, hi. I just wanted to put in that I had been in New York about a month ago. I went out to WBAI. I'm calling from Oakland. My name is Wendy. And I just want to say, just to see the situation, they actually did let me in. They tried to convince me of the rightness of their situation. And I couldn't believe the attacks. They had everybody come over to me to talk about it. And it's really, I wish they did something at the time. I guess I felt overwhelmed. But they told me you think that Amy Goodman's nice. She's a bitch, let me tell you. Excuse the word, I'm sorry very much. But someone did use that word and said, you don't know her. And I listened to that, and I actually left, but I felt really disturbed and very disempowered. But I feel like I want to do something now, and whatever we can do to deal with this.
You know, the listeners really brought us back into our station. The only thing that's going to save this network, much less save WBAI, and get Democracy Now!, our lifeline to each other back on the air, is listener action.
And now, and it is that way across the country, Dennis. I just came back from I'm on a national tour. And the only thing Pacifica has going for it right now is Democracy Now!, and people out there want Democracy Now!. They need to have a means of organizing and reaching out, and I think they need to call the Pacifica campaign.
And that's exactly, they need to call the campaign. They also need to call people like Bessie Wash. Let her know. Her number is 202-588-8888. 202-588-0999, extension 348. That's 202-588-0999. You might want to give her a call.
The Pacifica campaign number is 800-797-6229. That's 800-797-6229. And the website is PacificaCampaign.org.
Yeah, and I'd like to actually...
The affiliates want to have Democracy Now. And I'm encouraging the affiliates to tune into WBIX.org and to organize and put pressure on Pacifica.
All right, this we need to bring in some more calls.
Outside of
we
the
need
Pacifica
to bring in
area.
Errol. Thank you. We need to bring in some more calls.
So, thank you, Wendy, for your call. The next caller on the line, you're calling KPFA. You're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to remind the listeners that last Wednesday, Amy had on Robert Fisk, who reports for the Independent, a British newspaper from Jerusalem, and Amy was putting out how the Independent newspaper was now capitulating to the Israeli government and insisting on the kind of language that was going to be used for that colonial war that Israel has against Palestine.
And of course that's the reason why this station is so important. I have to admit that the news department here is reading the wire copy from AP and Reuters that has now obviously been influenced, so now they refer to Jewish neighborhoods instead of illegal occupied settlements that are military fronts for the Israeli military. So this is the reason why independent radio and independent media is crucial at this time. We're going to go to another phone call here on KPFA. You're on the air.
And also, just to let people know, this network of five stations reaches 1 million people. And the people who are really trying to take down this network are Democratic Party hacks. And so we really need to understand that they're trying to silence the breadth of this network. It's the last independent radio network in the country. Next caller.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. It just occurs to me that when somebody pushes you, that's assault. And when somebody takes your camera, that's theft. And if there are any witnesses to this, and I assume there were, besides Amy, one can make a citizen's arrest. You call in a cop, you say, I want that person arrested, and they do it.
Well, I'm sure they're going to try that as well. I'm not sure the New York police are actually on the side of the Democracy Now! Folks, but next caller, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I think it would be good for our money to be going to an alternate location other than Pacifica.
Absolutely. I think many people on the staff feel that way as well. There comes a time when we really need to change this network by any means necessary that we have in our control. That means active fighting on the air.
Would
talking
you
about
that information, please? Would you give me information?
All right. You can go to the Pacifica campaign. And that is, Errol, what is that?
It's 1-800-797-6229. You can go to savepacifica.net. I know the Vanguard Foundation in San Francisco on Rhode Island Street is the conduit for the lawsuits. They're raising money for all of the lawsuits. I know the Pacifica campaign.
The way you do that is through Friends of Free Speech Radio, and that's at 548-0542. Let's get another phone caller on the air with us. KPFA, you're on the air.
Good morning. My name is John. I'm from Berkeley. Speaking as a member of the Green Party, I would like to say to all the listeners out there that this crisis occurred during a Democratic administration under a Democratic president.
After Amy did an interview with that Democratic president.
Exactly.
At which the powers that be at the national level apparently didn't like very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, even before this, with the crisis at KPFA, it occurred under a Democratic administration. So to anybody who thinks about supporting the Democratic Party, I would like to put to them, think about these actions and then think about supporting the Democratic Party.
Right. We're going to try and get another couple calls in. You're listening to a special broadcast of Democracy Now! Last call, you're on the air at KPFA.
It seems to me that new security system they installed at WBAI should be subpoenaed so we can see exactly what went on with Amy and Utrecht Lee.
Great idea. We're going to have to leave it right there. You have been listening to a special about Democracy Now!, Democracy Now! Under Siege. The staff there feels now so threatened that they can no longer go into the station at WBAI. They're supposedly in negotiations with, I guess, people at National, people local there, to figure out if they can create a safe working environment that they can continue to work in. We want to thank very much Dan Coughlin, Errol Maitland, Juan Gonzalez, Bernard White, Robert Knight, Leslie Kagan, and we want to thank Jim Bennett, also Denise Wilkerson, Lisa Rothman earlier, and Noel Hanrahan.
And Amy Goodman.
And Amy Goodman.